Oil and gas companies could benefit from a change to a Federal Reserve stimulus program aimed at helping businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. But some are calling these changes a stealth bailout for the industry and question whether they make sense from an environmental or economic standpoint. Reed Frazier of the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania reports.
When it first rolled out its Main Street lending program, the Federal Reserve prohibited companies from using the loans to pay off debts. The loans were intended to help small and mid-sized companies from going under during the pandemic. But oil and gas companies and their advocates asked the central bank to loosen up those guidelines. They wanted to use the money to be able to pay off debt, too. The Fed's rule change, announced in late April, allowed just that. In a video, U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota said the changes will help American oil companies. He says they've been hurt by coronavirus and the oversupply of oil from the Saudi-Russian price war.
It's created a valley, and we need a bridge to the other side of that valley for these highly leveraged companies. And this will be one of those tools, I think, that will help build that bridge.
Oil drillers in Cramer's home state and other states like Texas stand to benefit the most from changes to the $600 billion loan program, which was part of the CARES Act, the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress in March. But some have criticized the Fed's changes. Environmentalists question whether the government should be throwing a lifeline to the fossil fuel industry, one of the country's biggest sources of greenhouse gases. Graham Steele of the Stanford Graduate School of Business and a former Democratic congressional staffer says the changes could help companies that were doing poorly well before the pandemic. And he says that's not what the CARES Act is for.
This is an oil bailout for a specific set of companies.
The Federal Reserve said in an email that changes to the program weren't made with the oil and gas industry in mind and that other industries could benefit. Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce also lobbied for the changes. But Steele says the big winner is oil and gas.
It structured the program in a way so as not to lose taxpayers' money. And now members of Congress and industry have lobbied them, and under that pressure, they have buckled.
David Livingston with the Eurasia Group, a risk management firm, says allowing companies to use the loans to essentially refinance higher interest debts will help oil and gas companies. He says they've had to borrow because revenues from oil and gas alone have not been enough for them to cover their costs.
They were sort of running on a treadmill, and the entire shale enterprise was increasing its production month over month, year over year, in large part thanks to the continued provision of relatively low-cost capital to the sector.
The idea was that prices would eventually rise and they'd cash in, but the opposite has happened, at least for oil. The crash in oil prices has actually increased the price of natural gas. Since oil wells also produce natural gas, when oil production slows, less natural gas comes onto the market and the price for natural gas goes up. That's been good for shale gas companies in Appalachia and other places across the U.S. But Bill Holland, who covers the natural gas industry for S&P Global Market Intelligence, says some of these companies are still paying off debts they accumulated leasing millions of acres of land during the fracking boom.
Companies spent big to lease big tracts of land in western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, in the Utica and Marcellus shales. They grabbed that land, the land grab we called it, and that debt's still on their books.
One company that could benefit from the Fed's new loan program, Holland says, would be Chesapeake Energy, which has a big loan payment coming due this year. But it's unclear whether Chesapeake could qualify for the loan. In a recent regulatory filing, the company announced it's considering filing for bankruptcy. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.